This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's March, that means International Women's Day, and we wanted to take a moment to celebrate women's strength and also how much they carry around every day. Women's emotional well-being can easily be overlooked, and therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in a way they deserve. In the work we do in podcasting here at Voyage, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of really amazing women. In our scripted podcasts, we have amazing actresses that really, you know, have carried some shows for us. And then in our true crime work, you know, we've gotten to tell the stories of women and really been honored to do so. And so, yeah, women's mental health is something that, you know, we definitely see the value of. And so we're happy to have this episode sponsored by BetterHelp, which has quality therapists, a therapist match commitment, and over 30,000 therapists on their platform. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Voyage. Misha!
I'm sorry, Rhea. She's dead.
Rhea!
Tell everyone to move inside the cave where the power source is.
It just killed your girl.
It's the only move we have left.
You heard her. Everyone in the cave. I'm not interested in dying today.
The pirates would follow their queen to the end. She looked surprisingly good after being shot. Unlike the little girl in my arms. As I cradled Misha, she seemed so much more delicate now than she ever did when she was alive. I let the tears fall. She was my responsibility. I said I wouldn't leave her, but I couldn't stop her when she sacrificed herself. Was it because I didn't want to stop her? Because I knew she needed to access the Martian power source or we were all going to die? I hope not. But I worried that this was all my fault. Was it my ambition that led to this? Led to the girl I had started to see as a daughter lying dead in my arms? All because I refused to let my husband beat me. But deep down, I knew. If I did let him win, everyone on Mars would be doomed.
You should be safe in here temporarily.
Seems to be getting bigger.
The power source is expanding the cave to accommodate Madame Gao's people.
We can't stay here forever. Christopher's army is coming.
You made it seem like you were ready to die back on your ship. The pirate way and all that.
Being ready to die and inviting death are two different things.
How did you think you would go? You must have thought about it.
Screaming. Maybe crashing my ship into an enemy. Looking into the eyes of someone about to die with me. That seemed a good death.
Did you have someone?
Like what? A lover?
Yeah.
I did.
A pirate?
No, a civilian.
Must have been a little strange for you.
Not at all. She was nice. Funny. She used to live in Sanctuary, actually. She had a garden. She grew tomatoes. She had a funny thing with her mouth. Almost like a slight overbite. She was self-conscious about it. I thought it was cute. She left to be with me, years ago. She was just along for the ride. She didn't care one way or another to be a pirate. She just cared about me.
Where is she now?
She doesn't exist anymore. She's in bits of ash, blown halfway around the Martian desert.
How did she die?
We were raiding a city. New Gamma. She would go below deck when we did that. Afterwards, we'd always open a new bottle of wine. Enjoy the calm after. The raid that day went fine. We took some fire, but no one was hurt. We got what we were after, and we left. Part of our haul was some jewelry. I picked out a great piece for her, and I went below deck to show her. Turned out, a blast went through the lower deck. She'd been dead for hours. Long enough for rigor to start to set in. I touched her and she felt... I just wish that hadn't been the last time I touched her.
I'm so sorry.
Do you think Nan knows if there's a life after this one?
I do not.
It was really more of a rhetorical question, Nan.
You addressed the question to me, so I responded. My apologies.
Guess AI can't understand everything, huh? What about you, then?
Like heaven?
Whatever.
I used to think so. Back home. I don't know anymore.
I want to believe there's something after this, and I'm scared I'm just being naive.
Some stuff we just don't get to know.
Yes, I suppose not.
I'm sorry we're not on your ship. You can't even go down with the ship.
Dying in a cave is certainly less romantic.
I wish I could stop what's coming.
Can't you? The power source?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Nan, you're fully merged now, yes? With the power source?
The power source and I have merged. It recognized Misha's cells as a new evolution of Martian human DNA, which gave me full access to the power source. Rhea can communicate with the power source through me. The power source may not always agree to what she requests, but she can request it. It's a conversation, not commands.
Well, shit. Then ask it to help us, then. Rhea? Rhea?
Misha's dead. Power source or not, there's nothing we can do about it.
That is not entirely true.
What?
The energy source has abilities beyond human comprehension. Contact with the power source has altered the molecular makeup of her cells.
In what way?
I am still studying the data.
Are her cells still changing?
Affirmative.
Can you amplify the change, use the power source to make it happen faster?
This will take all my processing power for the duration.
That means all systems on Mars will be shutting down.
Affirmative. All but essential systems, such as medical machinery, keeping people alive.
How long is that going to take?
Unknown. This is the first time ever attempting such a task for myself and the power source. Please do not move Misha's body.
We're trusting you here, Nan.
Going offline. Now.
Nan?
They've breached a cave.
Cease fire!
Christ. Peeking out behind a phalanx of soldiers at the edge of the cave entrance was Chris.
Misha needs time.
Rhea, you still alive over there?
What do you want, Chris?
Hi.
Fuck you.
God, but you are still so gorgeous. I'm sorry, but you are.
And you are so ugly on the inside, it's seeping out of your pores.
You don't mean that.
I've never meant anything more in my life.
Just give me the power source, and we can end this.
He'll just kill us.
Bullshit, Chris!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We can work something out. Nobody has to die here.
It's not mine to give. Even if I wanted to, that's the thing I've realized that you just don't get. Not everything can or should be dominated.
I'm the only one who can save humanity.
You've become a narcissistic psychopath. You are a danger to human survival on Mars.
Look. Just give me the power source. We'll let you live. I swear. But that's the best deal I can offer you right now. Or I have to tell my men to kill you. I don't want to do that. Please don't make me.
Go for it, you cockeyed bastard.
What happened to Misha needs time.
Misha would be the first one to tell him that. Fuck it. If we die, we die.
We're willing to go down fighting, Captain. To the last man.
Last chance, Rhea. Your way.
All systems back online.
Look!
Misha?
Open fire!
Misha awoke and ran into Christopher's entire waiting army without hesitation. I tried to stop her, but she was a blur. A blur that began to glow gold as she became too fast for the human eye to follow. A blur of motion as she tore through them faster, stronger, more vicious than she ever was before. She disarmed men, shattered their weapons, and sometimes their limbs, broke elbows, knees. A blur of motion that her enemies were unable to hit even with their bullets and pulse weapons. She absorbed their lasers and reflected them back at her attackers. The pirates gaped in shock as they witnessed one person tear through an entire army and dismantle it single-handedly. She lay waste to Christopher's entire remaining army, hundreds of trained soldiers, all incapacitated and disarmed on the ground. That was the curious part. She didn't kill them. She reached Christopher, easily breaking his weapon in half, like crumpling a piece of paper. She held his neck with one hand, and I knew she could casually break it.
Don't kill him!
What? Why?
Why didn't you kill all his men?
They're following orders to protect Mars. They think they're doing the right thing. It's not their fault that they've put their faith in a tyrant. I feel them. Their lives. Their hopes and dreams. People they love. The things that make them sad. Their best days. Their worst nightmares. Every smile and laugh, and every ache and cry. I feel all of it.
Is the girl even human anymore?
She is now linked to the power source in ways Rhea is not. She is more than a human and a new Martian. She is something new.
Misha collapsed, and her scream echoed in the cave. I could feel the pain radiating off of her.
Motherfuckers!
What happened? Misha!
So many people dead. Out there. From what he did. I can feel them. All of them. Because of his nukes and his stupid war. I can feel the fear coming from everyone. The soldiers. Chris. Madame Gao. The pirates. Even you.
I'm worried about you. I am not afraid of you.
You are. You don't want to be, but you are. And Madame Gao and the pirates are all thinking about how they can take me down before I can kill them.
She's too powerful.
Madame Gao?
See?
One wrong word. One rash impulse. She could kill us all before she even realized she would regret it.
No. There is more to her than that.
She's impetuous, angry. It's too much for her. She's a child.
No, she's not. Misha. We're your friends.
It's so much. It's like my head is going to explode. If everyone died, at least it would be quiet.
But you don't want that. You didn't kill Chris's soldiers. You won't kill us.
I can feel everything right now. I just want it to end.
Do you trust me?
I
embraced Misha. She let me. Misha, alive. It was almost too much. I had been holding back the emotional pain to deal with the dangers at hand. I didn't really believe it until I saw it with my own eyes and held her in my arms. I felt the tears falling freely as I held Misha tightly, afraid she'd disappear.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. I don't know.
You were dead.
Rhea, you're kind of crushing me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not that experienced with hugs.
Do you remember what happened?
I just remember touching the big golden egg, and then nothing.
I promise you, no one else here will hurt you. You're safe. But you can help. You can show them you won't hurt them. And maybe all that noise in your head won't be so loud.
Okay.
Misha closed her eyes and let out a calming breath. Like powering down, she centered herself. She was so different, yet the same. It was tough to wrap my head around. She felt like she'd aged 1,000 years in a few minutes. Everyone could feel her lessen her intensity.
I think I almost had a heart attack.
But he still needs to die.
Don't let her!
Shut up. If we let him live, he's just gonna try it again. He launched nukes and murdered thousands of people. He tried to kill you. He sold me out. He tried to wipe out the entire pirate nation.
I know.
Then?
But if you kill him, Misha, it's over. He's not punished.
He'll never stop coming after us.
He will. I know where to put him where he won't hurt anyone anymore.
This is the endgame Nan projected the moment she decided to wake you.
You wouldn't have woken me if it was.
I would. I did.
I don't believe you.
It was the only way to make sure this happened.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare say you did 10 years of evil shit for me.
I didn't. I did it for Sanctuary. As long as Sanctuary survives, humanity lives. People can live in peace, and the population can be replenished. Whatever it takes. We used to say that back on Earth. Nan saw all this coming. She could have let you sleep forever, but she told me you were ready to wake up. She knew I'd want to see you again, and she knew you'd react to what I was doing as president. She saw it all.
And you intentionally played out a scenario that ended with you here, as my prisoner?
I thought I could beat it. I thought I could change it, but you won. Nan was right about you.
Rhea, I should inform you and Captain Gao that you have all been exposed to the power source long enough that it has altered your DNA.
How?
You are still human, but the alteration to your genes makes you the same as the original inhabitants of this planet. They were, after all, your forebears. You are all Martians now.
So the Pirate Nation are officially the first new Martians?
Affirmative.
What does that mean, exactly?
It means you are now completely acclimated to life on Mars. Your descendants will be full Martians.
You're welcome.
Chris, so help me stop speaking, or I'll let Misha break your neck. Nan, will the power source solve humanity's current shortage of resources?
Affirmative. It is endlessly renewable. It can sustain not only your lives, but the infrastructure of your societies indefinitely. And it wants to.
It's everything we hoped for.
Nan, we need to get out of here and stop the war. First, though, can you get rid of the radiation in the atmosphere from the nukes?
I am releasing nanites to scrub the radiation from the air over Mars. I suggest waiting underground a few hours until it is safe to take off in your ships.
What now?
We go back to Sanctuary. We're giving Christopher what he denied all his enemies. A perp walk.
I can't wait to step off Madame Gao's ship and march your ass through the streets of Sanctuary to show everyone what a war criminal you are.
They won't believe
Nan you. Nan will have a full presentation for them, I'm sure.
I can prepare a collection of evidence, yes. It can be displayed in holo videos throughout Sanctuary.
On a fucking loop.
It's done, Chris. All of it.
Mr. President, as an officer of the security services of Sanctuary, I'm arresting you for crimes against humanity, attempted genocide, multiple counts of murder, multiple counts of attempted murder, environmental vandalism, endangering the citizens of Sanctuary, endangering the entire population of Mars, and endangering the ecosystem of Mars.
I helped draft those laws, you know.
Eat it, boss man.
I suppose congratulations are in order, Madam President.
Let's clean up their mess first. Chris, what are you...
Gun!
Sanctuary is a production of Voyage Media, starring Lily Rabe as Rhea. Produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, and Dan Benamor. Executive produced by LeVar Kelly. Featuring Albie Robles as Christopher. And Veronica Warner as Misha. Additional cast credits in the show notes. Based on an original story by LeVar Kelly and a screenplay by Mahul Desai. Podcast story by Adi Sak, Tantimed. Podcast written by Adi Sak, Tantimed. With additional revisions by Matt Altman and Dan Benamor. Directed by Matt Altman. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Nick Nisitti.
If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.